Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我今日同大家係分享一本嘅書。
I'd like to share a book with you today.
主要係約伯記。
This is the book of Job.
我諗約伯記好少人係睇過呢本嘅書。
I think not a lot of us have read through this book completely.
裏面咧係充滿著好多嘅神嘅教導同埋個智慧俾我哋。
There's a lot of wisdom and God's teaching within this book.
我哋開始之前，請我哋先低頭祈禱。
Let's bow our head and pray first.
天父，我哋求你係用你嘅説話再次嘅嚟開啟我哋嘅心。
Father, we pray that you use your word to open our hearts.
你嘅聖靈喺我哋心裏邊動工作。
Your spirit move within our hearts.
讓我哋更深嘅明白你嘅話語裏邊嘅意思。
So that we can understand your word more.
藉著你喺舊約裏邊，你係樹立呢個約伯呢個人物。
We thank you that you establish a person, Job, in the Old Testament.
讓我哋更深嘅明白同埋領會你個教導。
So that we can understand your teaching more.
帶領我哋喺你面前順服。
Help us to be submissive in front of you.
帶領我哋喺你面前繼續仰望你。
Help us to look upon you.
我哋禱告奉耶穌基督嘅名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. 中國嘅諺語裏邊係有兩句嘅説話。
There are two phrases in Chinese proverbs.
第一句説話就話人無千日好，花無百日紅。
It says that man cannot be fortunate for 1,000 days, but flower cannot blossom and last for 100 days.
咁呢句説話係好簡單，就係知道係人生嘅喜樂無常，唔會維持好遠好遠。
It simply stated the fact that our life will go through a lot of up and downs.
另一句嘅諺語就話：月有陰晴圓缺，人有旦夕嘅禍福。
And the other one is just like moon has different cycles, different phases, new, full, crescent, and gibbous. Man is subject to changes of fortune.
呢度指的話，我哋嘅人生嘅際遇是好是壞，突然間變化嘅。
It says that our times of fortune changes so suddenly.
中國人咧睇嘅人生咧比較悲觀一啲。
It is quite a pessimistic view of life.
因為中國成日經歷過呢個戰爭嘅痛苦。
Because in China there are lots of wars and difficult times.
中國人睇人生就話覺得冇法子係控制。
They see that a person's life is not within our control.
因為冇法子預測。
We cannot predict it.
人生活喺福或者樂之間。
We live within times of fortune and unfortunate things.
亦都時常生活喺順境或者逆境當中。
We also live in good times and adversary times.
冇法子對生命有乜嘢嘅掌控。
We cannot control our life at all.
猶太人睇福樂就唔同。
But Jewish people is different.
猶太人就話所有嘅禍嘅福都係嚟自神。
They see that adversaries and also fortunate times, everything comes from God.
特別喺舊約先知裏邊係講到嘅教導就好一般性。
And in fact, in the Old Testament, what the prophet taught is quite a general observation.
舊約先知教導話惡有惡報，善有善報。
It says that good things happen if you do good deeds. If you have bad deeds, you will have unfortunate things.
耶和華只係賜福俾遵守佢律法嘅人。
God only blesses those who obey his law.
耶和華只會拯救忠於佢嘅人。
And he will only save those who are faithful.
所以以色列亡國，因為佢哋犯咗拜偶像嘅罪。
So simply put, the Jewish kingdom were lost because they were in idolatry.
大衛呢個咁偉大嘅君王。 佢係呢個喺呢個嘅禍患裏邊，因為佢係犯咗奸淫嘅罪。
For example, such a great king as David, he was in such difficult time because he committed adultery.
先知書不單止一次、兩次，甚至多次咁樣宣告，佢話神使好人興旺，使壞人衰亡。
And in fact, a lot of times in the Bible, it says that God will make good people prosper and bad people wither away.
这个好像很简单的律例，不是黑就是白。
It's simply black and white.
但是在现实生活里面没那么简单。
But in fact, our life is not as simple as that.
在现实生活里面有很多事情我们是不明白，也都没法子解释。用若果遵照这个律例的时候，我们没法子解释我们所生活里面所遭遇的任何事。
If we use simply such black and white principle, we cannot explain a lot of things.
有两个的真实的例子。
Two real life examples.
有个牧师在他家的 front yard 那里是剪草。
There was a pastor who was mowing his lawn in the front yard.
看见个垃圾车到垃圾车在隔离轮舍一路不用经过。
And then he saw the garbage truck passing by.
倒了垃圾之后。
And after I collected the truck.
不知道为什么就是个隔离轮舍个小女孩就在个垃圾车后面。
Out of no reason, the neighborhood kid was right behind the garbage truck.
个垃圾车 back up.
And the truck was backing up.
小仔就被车轮碌过。
And then the kid was being run over.
这个牧师陪着这个家人在十九户车那里送这个垃圾，送这个小仔去医院。
And the pastor was accompanying the family on the way to the hospital.
父母都伤心欲绝。
And it was a very heartbroken moment for the family.
这个意外。
This was an accident.
这个灾难。
And this is such a disaster.
但牧师究竟问就话，系因着佢父母或者孩子或者是但一方或者多方，系因为佢哋犯罪缘故而引起啊
？Is this disaster of suffering because of anyone's sin？
有另一个嘅家庭系住喺呢个乡村里边。
And there is another real life example, a family living in the rural countryside.
佢一家。六个仔女再加父母总共八个人。
They have six kids in the family.
其中有四个患了血友病。
And four of the kids have the hemophilia, this kind of disease.
大家知道血友病就话系个血液里边冇凝缺乏咗凝固血液嘅呢个嘅一种嘅元素。
And the symptom is that the blood cannot clot when there is a wound.
所以这几个小孩和这一家人呢时常呢是接受这个输血。
So they need to have blood transfusion from time to time.
但是这个家人他仍很欢喜快乐地去侍奉神，每个礼拜仍然去这个教会里面聚会。
But still the family serves God very faithfully and attends church frequently.
但是不知不觉原来他们和他们的医生不知道整个的血库已经是受到污染。
And the doctors and this family didn't know that the blood bank was contaminated.
他们所受的输血的血液里面有了艾滋病的病菌在里面。
And in the blood bank was contaminated by the AIDS virus.
四个小女仔一直这样接受输血。
So those four kids keep on receiving blood transfusion.
其中有两个在三年之内相继地死亡。
And two of them died within 3 years of time.
第三个验到他的血液有阳性的反应。
And the third one had a test and it was shown HIV positive.
第四个已经30岁了。
And the fourth one is already 30 years old.
他另外有几个小孩子。
And he has his own kid as well.
他知道他其他的兄弟是这样的情况之后拒绝接受这个检验。
And he knows that, since he knows that his brother sister has been in such disease, so he refused any test at all.
因为他知道自己都不会是有什么的侥幸的结果。
And because he thinks that he is not fortunate to be a fortunate one.
一家就是在这个的苦难里面。
And this whole family living in such suffering.
而这个三十几岁 的这个第四个，他甚至是没买任何的验梭。
And this, the fourth one, he didn't buy any insurance at all.
当时 Obamacare 还未曾通过。
And there was no Obamacare at that time.
他就算买的时候都没有验梭公司来承担。
And because of pre-existing condition, no insurance company will accept the application.
咁呢个苦难究竟系点解会发生
？So why such sufferings？
系咪呢个嘅苦难发生嘅原因系因为做父母或者细啲孩子佢哋是但一边或者多边系佢哋犯罪嘅缘故咧
？Is that because of the sin of the parents or the sin of the children？
好多好相似嘅经历发生喺爱主爱神嘅人身上。
Lots of these things happened to people who love the Lord。
我哋会点去解释呢个嘅现象、呢个事实嘅发生
？How are we going to explain such things？
系咪神唔爱呢啲嘅忠于同埋爱佢嘅人
？Does God not love them anymore？
有一个嘅神学家系叫做系喺 Trinity 教授。是一个叫做 D.A. Carson
The D.A. Carson professor in Trinity he once said that
他提出一个的理论
and this is what he says
这个神学的理论他是研究这个苦难的问题的专家
and in particular he is his research is on the problem of evil
他说这个世界除了因为苦难除了因着人类犯罪的缘故是引起之外还有其他原因在里面
He says that the sufferings and the evil of this world not only because of human sin
想大家广东人的时候是听过一句的说话一个俗语叫无厘头
And a lot of people from Hong Kong they know the phrase that
无厘头即是
comes from nowhere
无缘无故或者怎样Nonsense, 无缘无故
Nonsense and comes out of nowhere.
Dr. Carson, 他提出说苦难有一种苦难叫做无厘头的苦难
And Dr. Carson says that there is kind of suffering or evil is coming out of nowhere. It's called gratuitous suffering of evil.
他说世界上面的苦难不是所有的苦难都是特别跟一些某些罪是有关系
He says that the suffering, a lot of them,does not have related sin or anything.
亦都有啲苦难咧，同罪恶咧系完全冇关嘅。
And some of them even have no direct consequence at all.
佢理论系点解咧
？Why is that so? Why does he say that?
因为我哋生活喺一个嘅堕落嘅世界里边。
Because we are living in a fallen world.
堕落嘅世界会发生好多系唔可以我哋认为唔可以发生嘅事情。
Because in the fallen world, there would be a lot of things happen that we think that it should not happen.
就因为有堕落的世界，就有苦难喺度。
Because of this fallen world, there will be sufferings.
亦都因为呢个世界堕落，所以有无厘头、无辜嘅苦难系发生。
And because of the fallen world, there will be sufferings and evil coming out of nowhere.
所以话喺呢个嘅世界，直至到主耶稣基督。翻嚟之前，就有好多嘅信徒，甚至佢哋爱主，佢哋会突然间都会受到一啲无辜、无缘无故嘅苦难嚟冲击。
So that's why until Jesus returns, a lot of Christ followers will suffer from this kind of suffering out of nowhere.
对我哋嚟讲，无缘无故苦难就系一啲嘅苦难，我哋唔明白点解会咁样发生。
We will never understand why these sufferings happen.
不是因着我们的犯罪的缘故。
Not because our crimes or our sins.
不是因着我们冷淡的缘故。
It's not because our cold-heartedness.
而是这个发生在我们身上的时候我们无法理解。
It's because when it happens to us, we cannot understand it.
也不是说神是无法control.
It is not saying that God is, these things out of God's control.
有些奥秘在里面
and there is a mystery behind it
今天我就着约伯旧约约伯这个人物来到看我们苦难和信心那个原因和关系
Today we are going to look into the story of Job to look into the relationship between sufferings and faith
苦难和信心是有直接的关系里面
And these two things, sufferings and faith, they are directly related.
另一方面来讲，就话系信心系苦难嘅化身嚟。
And in other words, we can say that faith is another disguise of sufferings.
我去去年嘅时候，我买咗一部嘅做面包机嘅，即系做面包嘅面包机。
And last year I bought a bread baking machine.
每个礼拜起码做三条嘅面包。
Or each week I make three loaves of bread.
每条系两磅。
And each loaf is about 2 pounds.
做面包嘅时候真系好香嘅。
And it smells really good when it's in the baking process.
但系俾我发现到，我哋落面粉、落油、落盐、落糖、落呢个发粉喺呢个捞埋一齐。
And I found out that when I put all the ingredients like the flour, the salt, oil, everything, we put the yeast, we put it all together.
做出嚟嘅我唔叫做面粉啦，我叫做面包。
And this is not a dough of flour anymore. We call it a bread.
面包当中最重要嘅个成分即系 ingredient 就系面粉。
The most important ingredient is the flour itself.
同樣就是信心裏面最重要的 ingredient 就是苦難。
And the most important ingredient of faith is suffering.
我先看看約伯。
Let's look at Job.
約伯這個人是什麼人呢？
Who is this person?
約伯在舊約聖經特別約伯記裡面三次是提到這個人是完全正直敬畏神远离恶事。
And in the book of Job, it says that three times that he is was blameless and upright, and he feared God and shunned evil.
如果你用这个标准衡量我们自己的时候，我觉得我都没法子是完全达到这个圣经里面所讲约伯这个人。
If it uses the standard, even me, I cannot live to such high demand.
是不单止一次两次，在同一卷书里面是讲到三次这个人他那个属灵的境况。
And in fact in the first few chapters of Job it said it three times, verse, chapter 1 verse 1 verse 8 and chapter 2 verse 3.
是不单止在属灵上面是这么正直，
Not only he is upright spiritually,
他甚至是很富有。
And he is really rich.
当时衡量富有的人不是用我有几多的股票有几多的黄金来到去衡量。
And in that time to measure a person's wealth is not by how many stock shares you own, not how much gold you own, things like this, no.
衡量一个富人是不是富有就是他有几多只牛有几多只羊。
It's by counting how manycattles, how many animals he under his herd.
他有七千隻羊。
And he has 7,000 sheep.
三千隻駱駝。
3,000 camels.
500對牛即是一千隻牛。
500 pairs of cattle, which means 1,000.
500隻母牛。
500 she donkeys.
聖經裡面是講到說他在東方人當中是最大。
And it says that among the people from the East, he is the most famous one.
他的罪态可能是描写到他的财富。
Or probably is referring to his amount of wealth.
可能描写到他家族的势力。
Or the power of his family.
但这个最富有最大的人，他仍然在圣经里面描写到他完全正直敬畏神远离恶事。
And such a powerful man, the Bible says that,He is blameless and upright, fear God and shun evil.
他不单自己是完全正直，他亦都是盼望到同埋帮助他的子女是成为一个敬畏神的人。
Not only he is an upright person, he also helped his children to be an upright person as well.
他事上是为到他的子女献上一个燔祭、赎罪祭。
A lot of time he put up a burnt offering.A sacrifice for his children.
我们暂时停到这里。
Let's stop here for a moment.
我看约伯记时，一开始看这个人的时候，我们看到，哇，一个这么好、这么完美的人。
Well, when we first look at Job, we see that he is such a perfect person.
一看到这时候，我们就好像看约伯记，就好像看一场的戏。
It's like that we are actually going for a drama show.
当我们看到约伯记第一第二章的时候，我们好像看一个舞台剧。
It is like a theatrical drama.
一开始的时候，作者就是将这个舞台剧的这个大纲是讲了给这个的观众听。
And the director tells us about the plot or synopsis of this drama.
在第二章的时候，即刻讲到，就说，哦，约伯将会受苦。
And in the beginning, it says that Job is about to suffer.
但是特别讲到说，约伯受苦不是他犯罪的缘故。
And the director says that his suffering is not because of his sin.
他受苦因为魔鬼和神有一个输赌。
It is because Satan and God himself has a wager.
但是作者跟着说，嘘，这件事只有你知我知，约伯不知道。
And he writes it like that is because he says that you know, I know, Job doesn't know.
约伯不知道发生在身上一切的事情是究竟什么原因。
He doesn't know why such things happen to him.
所以第二章的时候开始就讲到这个的神和魔鬼在幕后之后之外的交易。
And in the chapter 2, it tells us the battle behind the scene.
因为时间关系，我不交代为什么神会和魔鬼有一个幕后的台底交易的呢？
Well, I will skip the part, what kind of wager, and why is it God willing to wage with Satan?
这个是另一回事。
That's another story.
如果大家是想知道我们下次有机会
Well, maybe next time I will preach on why is that such a wager.
神对约伯是非常之有信心。
God has a lot of faith in Job, this person.
神坚持说约伯这个人是完全正直，是敬畏他的。
God insists that the person Job is upright and feared him.
魔鬼听到之后不顺气。
Of course, Satan wouldn't buy it.
魔鬼挑战神。
And Satan challenged God.
啊，神啊，你认为约伯是好虔诚吗？
You think that Job is religious?
约伯说我不认，不是，魔鬼说我不认为是了。
I don't think so.
魔鬼说他虔诚的缘故，因为你保护他吗？
Well, he's religious because you protected him.
因为你赐福给他吗？
Because you blessed him.
因为你爱他，锡着他吗？
Because you love him.
你试下，
well,
如果你将所有福气从这个约伯身上挪开，看他会不会咒助你，远离你。
Well, let's see. If he takes his all, everything, takes his blessing away, we'll see if he cursed you.
神说我深信约伯仍然会敬畏我。
God said, well, I still have faith that he'll still fear me.
你放手去做
，do whatever you want，
但是你要保存他的性命。
But you cannot harm him。
他知道魔鬼做亲嘢真系冇情讲嘅。
Well, you will know that Satan will not limit his way when he is working。
不但只磨皮擦骨
，not only he bring great sufferings。
甚至连佢都可能同甚至连约伯都可能食埋都未定。
Or maybe he will take his life away。
神话，神对摩西讲，唔系对于魔鬼讲话，你可以做，但要保存约伯嘅性命。
So that's why God says that you can do whatever you want, but you cannot harm him.
魔鬼骑咁就走出去，就开始佢嘅计划。
And thus Satan started his plan.
佢首先发动呢个人祸。
And he started a disaster brought up by people.
去鼓动当时的士巴人啊，同埋呢个加勒底人啊，你哋去袭击呢个嘅约伯。
So he motivated those people of Sheba and Chaldeans to attack his family.
将佢牛羊杀晒。
And take all his cattle and herds away.
将佢仆人亦都杀埋。
Killed all his servants.
跟住魔鬼系发动呢个天灾。
And then he brings upon natural disasters.
突然间有强风嚟到吹动，可能系有十卷嘅龙卷风一齐系发起。
And there were like ten tornadoes all happened at the same time，
将所有嘅房屋系吹冧。
and all the houses collapsed.
当时在房屋里面就他的仔女就在那里开 party。
And his children were having a feast in the house.
房屋一倒了之后没有一个人来生还。
So the house collapsed and none of them survived.
约伯遭遇到这个突然间的打击。
So Job was facing such a disaster.
圣经里面怎么描写约伯是最初的反应。
And this is what the Bible says.
他说约伯伏在地下下拜。
And in chapter 1 verse 20 it says, At this Job got up and tore his robe and fell to the ground and worshipped.
约伯说他赏赐的是耶和华收取的也都是耶和华。
And he also said that the Lord gave and the Lord has taken away.
耶和华的名是应当称颂。
And the name of the Lord should be blessed.
在一切的事上面约伯并不犯罪也都不以神为愚妄。
In all this Job did not sin by charging God with wrongdoing.
在这个时候魔鬼就再去走到神的面前。
And this is now comes the second time of Satan.
神指俾魔鬼听。
So God tells Satan.
他说你看看这个约伯被你这样打击他仍然不犯罪。
Look at this person, Job. He was struck by you and he's still not sinning.
他的信心仍然在这里。
His faith is still here.
魔鬼跟住咁讲。
This is what Satan says.
他我明白世人啊。
Oh, of course I know people.
啲世人咧，宁愿系舍去晒佢嘅财宝，以保存佢嘅性命。
Oh, he said a man will give up all he has for his own life.
你试下俾我容许我能够将约伯剥皮拆骨啦。
Okay, if you let me to stretch out, to stretch his, strike his flesh and bones,
我担保约伯会即刻咒诅你。
And surely he will curse you.
神有冇咁样再俾佢做
？Did God allow Satan to do that?
神有。
Of course, God did.
但系神话。你无论怎样将约伯剥皮拆骨都好都保留他最后的一条气。
You can strike any disease upon him, but you cannot take his life away.
整个的幕后的交易约伯不知道。
So all this behind the scene, Job didn't know anything about it.
我讲你，讲给你知道了。
Now, the director tells the audience about this.
当你看下去的时候你会更加会发觉到点解约伯会点样会继续做落去
？And from that you will see what Job is doing.
而最诡诈嘅里边就话系作者讲出约伯唔会犯罪。
And the most important thing or most paradoxical thing is that the writer of this book say that Job did not sin.
但是约伯会继续在打击底下怎样去敬拜神呢
But how is he going to worship God upon all these sufferings?
然后就要走一步见一步
And we will see as this play goes on.
约伯受到这么大的伤害他自己仍然抵受得住但他的妻子顶不顺了
And Job can withstand all these sufferings but his wife cannot.
他妻子怎么说呢跟约伯这么说
Well, what does his wife say?
约伯啊你现在还坚持你的信仰做什么啊
Why are you still keeping your faith? His wife asked.
可能踩条腰你不如咒骂上帝然后自己死了
Why don't you curse your God and then go die yourself?
你看他妻子当时所受的痛苦是多大
You can see that what kind of suffering his wife is going through as well, right?
也都睇到约伯受嘅痛苦系几深。
And you will understand more what kind of suffering Job is going through.
大家知道喺我引圣经嘅时候，我用呢个台湾现代中文译本。
And this is the Chinese version is from the Taiwan contemporary Chinese version.
因為比我們所用的和合本更加是現代化一些。
Because it's, the meaning is more obvious than the Union version.
當我們看到這裡的時候, 我們分析一下台前幕後各樣的因素。
We look at all the factors in front of the scene and behind the scene. Let's look at it.
我們首先看一下魔鬼他那個指控。
Let's look at the accusation from Satan.
魔鬼他指控的其中一個重點就是, 當約伯失去了神所有的祝福之後, 他一定會離開神。
Well, the first point Satan was making is that if you take all the blessings away, this person will start cursing God.
魔鬼是很肯定的。
He is very sure about this.
為什麼呢?
Why?
他由當夏娃的時候已經是這樣做了嘛。
Because he has been doing this from the time of Adam and Eve.
他知道人類的弱點在哪裡。
And he knows people's strong and weakness pretty well.
他認為人類只不過是為了福氣之去信神而已。
He believes that people only worship God because of the blessings.
第二點，約伯，這個魔鬼再深信。
And the second thing that he believes most,
當約伯得不到神的祝福之後, 神你不想，你無法只是希望能夠見到約伯是再敬畏你。
Well, don't you find that it is difficult for him to, when he lost all the blessings, he won't worship you anymore?
第三點，魔鬼提出一個challenge，一個挑戰。
And the third challenge Satan is bringing up here.
他跟神說，神啊，你認為人是很自由嗎？你真的給自由意志給人嗎？
You think that you give them freedom? Do they really have freedom?
在過去我知道，當我跟亞當夏娃相處的時候，人就用他的自由來犯罪。
Well, from the beginning, I see that they use their freedom to commit sins.
當時亞當夏娃是好吃好住。
At that time, Adam and Eve were living in the paradise.
吃什麼要什麼，不需要任何擔憂，沒有任何的痛苦。
They have no worries, they anything they wanted, everything is there.
但他們照樣頂撞你。
But still they choose to disobey you.
照樣的犯罪。
Still sin against you.
現在我有機會將你所認為好的人、正直的人約伯，我要將他摸皮擦骨頭，看他在自由底下會不會自願甘心情願的在這種情況之下仍然敬畏你。
Now let's see, if I bring all kinds of sufferings to Job, is he still going to use his free will to worship you?
這裡讓我們看到魔鬼的指控。
Here we see Satan's accusation.
不單止是對人的指控,
not only to people,
也對神的指控,
also an accusation against God.
因為這三點裡面反轉來講, 就是說神。
And if we look at these all three accusations from another point of view, actually is accusing God.
說神說, 你只不過是politician, 你一個政治家, 你就用這個benefit, 用這個福氣是收買人對你的信心。
It basically says that you are such a politician to use benefit to win people's heart.
神，他的押注在這個賭博上是怎樣？
So what kind of wages is God putting upon?
神說他用自己的榮譽擔保。
And God is using his honor, his glory as a wage.
他怎樣呢? 神說向我曾經觀察過約伯, 而你亦都叫你用心來察看我仆人, 地上再沒有人像他完全正直敬畏我, 你可以激動他, 無故毀滅他, 但我深信他仍然持守他的純正。
And the Lord, this is what he answered Satan, have you considered my servant Job? There is no one on earth like him. He is blameless and upright, a man who fears God and shuns evil, and he still maintains his integrity. though you incited me against him to ruin him without any reason.
第二个嘅就系神以佢嘅救赎计划做一个赌注。
And he is waging on the plan of salvation.
点解我咁讲？
Why does it say so?
我问一个问题，就话系当约伯若果喺苦难里边系失败咗啦。
If
神嘅荣耀会点样？
So if Job did fail in this kind of sufferings or trials, what would happen to God?
如果约伯系受到魔鬼嘅折磨底下顶唔顺啦，神嘅荣耀、佢嘅救赎计划，佢喺魔鬼面前，佢个威严会喺边度？
So if Job loses, what kind of glory will God has in front of Satan?
喺呢个嘅事情上边。 神真係，如果我哋用個俗語就話係豪賭。
And it is like put it show hand, it's show hand time.
佢將佢嘅最個榮譽威嚴壓住喺約伯嘅身上邊。
And he is putting his glory, his honor as collateral on this wager.
好啦，我哋睇完之後，我哋睇下約伯。 当这个帐幕一开的时候，约伯在舞台上面怎么做？So
when the curtains open, what is Job doing?
首先就我拗头拗颈，究竟点解发生我身上边系咩事啊
？And Job was like scratching his head. What's happened? What happened to me?
点解我个财产突然间冇晒啊
？Why is that all my wealth suddenly disappeared?
点解我个家庭突然间破落晒啊
？Why is that all the children dying?
跟住谂，好似我哋遭遇到苦难嘅时候，我哋嘅普通人，我哋一样咁嘅反应。
Just like an ordinary, and this is our first reaction.
自怨自艾。
It is self-blaming, self-pitying.
啊，梗系我嘅生辰八字唔好啦。
It is because the day I born.
嗱，系真嘅。你睇喺圣经里边系点样约伯自己讲。
This is what Job says in the book.
啊，上帝啊，愿你咒咗我生日嗰一日。
And he said, May the day of my birth perish, and it was cursed.
愿你咒咗我成为胎儿嘅嗰一夜。
And the day that I'm becoming a baby, when may this day be cursed.
上帝啊，愿你使嗰日变为昏暗。
That day may turn into darkness.
唔好再让嗰日再出现
，and no more light shine upon it。
点解？因为凡系嗰日出世嘅都系好 bad nut 嘅。Because
all everyone born on that day was seeing such bad fate。
约伯去咒咗自己个生日。And
he was cursing his birthday。
咒咗佢自己个出生不逢时。He
says that he is born upon a very bad day。
甚至。 约伯讲就话，上帝喺愤怒当中撕裂咗我，佢用牙系向我系咬牙切齿。And
this is into the stage of self-blaming. He say that God assails me and tears me in His anger.
呢个系当一个人系受苦难嘅时候，一个好正常嘅反应。All
this is very normal when a person is facing adversities or sufferings.
跟住約伯再由呢個反應自怨自艾，再跟住就話 Why me？
And the second response is that Why me？
如果你由香港嚟嘅，你覺得係呢個記得就係80、90年代有首著名嘅歌曲《小李飛刀》啊。
Oh， and there was a very famous song， a TV song， about a martial artist。
其中有句名句。 何必偏偏选中我
？Why is that me? Why fate chose me?
神啊，何必偏偏选中我？你将个苦难降喺我身上边
？Why did you choose me？
约伯话：我究竟犯咗咩罪
？What kind of wrongdoings did I do？
做咗咩错
？What sins did I commit？
如果我真系犯罪，真系错，俾我知道。
If I sin against you, let me know.
如果没有我没犯罪，为什么你选了我是承受这样的苦难？
If I did not sin against you, why did you choose me to go through such sufferings?
当我们发生这些不幸的事时，这个是一个最常的反应。
All, this is very normal when we face adversaries, all kinds of sufferings. It is very normal.
我记得1991年的时候，我在 Bell Labs 那里是做紧工。
And I remember in 1991 I was working in Bell Labs.
你知道 Bell Labs 中文叫咩？布尔实验室啊，我唔知点样译啊。
Bell Labs， 布尔实验室系。
Bell Labs。91年的时候发生了一件大事。
In 1991 there was an incident, a very big incident.
就是 Bush， 即系第一代嘅 Bush Senior。他就发动这个中东战争。
And the old Bush started the first Gulf War.
那时候叫做什么？沙漠风暴啊 ，whatever。
Desert Storm。
Desert Storm。啊，喺呢个时候，整个美国经济突然间系衰退。
And all of a sudden the economy of this country went into a recession state.
92年嘅时候。嘅年頭
，in 92 beginning of 92，
嗰陣時我結咗婚就係一兩年啫。
And married for about a year or two。
突然間，我嘅 manager 係召我哋入依個嘅 office。
And the manager called me into his office。
話經濟唔好。
And he said economy is really in really bad shape。
我哋公司要裁員。
We need to lay off people。
我哋係個裁員嘅過程係好公平。
And this layoff process is very fair。
後來就先死。
Those who comes in later should go first。
計 seniority。
It is a seniority system。
咁我問，我話中東戰爭經濟衰退關我咩事？我冇做錯嘢，我仲更加好嘅做 research。Why me?
Why me? Because the war has nothing to do with me. The economy is going bad. It's nothing to do with me. I work really hard. Why me?
我哋有选择咩？
Do we have a choice?
当呢啲嘢临到我哋冇选择。
When these things happen, we don't have a choice at all.
我哋冇决定性嘅权力。
We don't have the ability or the power to decide everything.
喺约伯呢度本质上边。这个的苦难就是信心的危机。
So this, the nature of his suffering is the crisis in his faith.
当我们遇到约伯一样的痛苦的时候，
when、
我们都会是有这样的反应。
When we face such sufferings, we would have such reaction as well.
我们开始的时候问神啊，为什么是我？
We will first ask, why is that me?
跟着说，神啊，为什么你惩罚我？
Why do you punish me?
或者话神，你点解你偏偏系选中我
？Why do you choose me in particular？
再灰暗一啲嘅，就话神啊，你真系冇慈爱。
And even a more pessimistic way say that you don't love me anymore。
你唔公平。
You are not fair。
你唔睇见我对你咁虔诚。
You don't see that how I am faithful to you。
但你偏偏系咁样嘅，将啲我唔能够承担嘅苦难临。是降在我身上边。
Why do you bring such sufferings that I cannot bring it upon me? Why?
所以一切呢啲嘅灰面嗰个嘅感觉，就系喺我哋嘅脑袋里边系浮现。
All these negative feelings, negative thoughts were brewing in our mind.
约伯甚至喺度咁讲。
Even Job says this.
话神啊，你欺压我。
You are pressing upon me. You are pressing against me.
你轻看你所手造嘅人。
Does it please you to oppress me？
你咁样做，你觉得好快乐吗
？Are you happy about it？ Do you feel pleasant about it？
嗱，当约伯提出一个好似好尖刻、好尖锐嘅疑问
，When Job was asking such harsh questions，
我哋咁样讲话，约伯你梗系犯咗口舌招摇之罪。
Oh， we say that。Your mouth sin.
但究竟是怎样呢？
But But in fact, what is going on? We read on the book of Job.
第三个问题约伯是提出来,
the third question Job was asking.
约伯说, 神啊，当我喺苦难嗰阵时候， 点解你默然不语？
I cried out to Lord, but you did not answer. Why?
约伯说, 上帝啊, 我向你呼求, 你唔应。
Why didn't you answer when I prayed to you?
我向你祷告, 你亦都唔理。
You didn't listen to my prayer when I prayed earnestly to you.
你对我变了心。
You turned me ruthlessly.
你对我非常残忍。
You are so cruel to me.
你用你大能的手多次咁去逼迫我。
You used your mighty hand to attack me multiple times.
明白这个心境。
So in this state of mind,
但他在当中的时候, 他是不是指责神呢?
Is he accusing God?
看下去, 约伯再跟着讲,
and we read on, there he says,
神啊, 虽然你是这样逼迫我, 纵使你杀我又怎样呢?
Even though if you kill me, though you slay me,
我仍然相信你, 仍然信靠你, 因为你是神。
I will still trust you because you are God.
这个是约伯在一个挣扎里面那个仍然内心里面真正那个信念。
And this is his core, his faith, his value system, even in the midst of all these sufferings.
这个信念就是他知道这个神是公义、是怜悯、是恩慈的神。
The core of it is that he believes this God is a just God, is a loving God.
他正所遭遇的他不能够理解,
he cannot understand why what's going on.
但他仍然坚信这个神,
he still believes in him.
在这时候让我想起, 也是诗到但以理一个遭遇。
We also it reminds us of the story of Daniel.
当但以理被抌落这个狮子坑的时候, 他这么讲到一句说话。
When he was thrown into the lion dance, this is what Daniel said.
哈利布甲利撒王啊, 我所侍奉的神, 能够将我从烈火的窑当中救出来。
He said that I will be saved from the fire. I believe that God will save me from the fire.
王啊, 他必定会救我, 脱离你的手。
He will save me from your hand.
特别的, 即或不然,
even not,
即或不然是, 王啊, 你当知道我们所, 我们决不侍奉你的神, 亦都敬拜你所立的金像,
even not, I will not worship to your golden statue.
最重要的这四个字, 即或不然,
even though not,
在里面讲到, 但是深信就说, 神会救我的,
he believes that God will save me.
甚至说神若果不救我的话, 我仍然相信我所敬拜的神。
Even he didn't save me, I will still believe in him.
这个就是即或不然里面那个特别的含义。
This is the hidden meaning of even not.
约伯是同样的反应。
Job has the same response.
约伯说, 纵然神你是这样逼迫, 纵然是我现在遭遇这样, 我无法能够理解的苦难, 但我仍然是相信你。
Even though I cannot understand what's going on, I still choose to believe in you.
神在38至42章那里有个出现。
And God finally responded to Job in chapters 38-42.
神出现的时候, 有几点他是, 在当中是显出他的幽默和他的理解。
And in his response, he showed his sense of humor and his understanding of the situation.
当你看38章39、40、41、42的时候, 你会发到那个结构是用诗句的形式来描写。
And when we read chapters 38-42, we see that this passage is written in a poetic form.
亦都系描写到整个大自然嗰个伟大。
And it describes the splendid nature。
我睇落睇到，睇落嘅时候，点解神咁样个语气嚟到系同约伯咁讲
？Why God uses such tone to talk to Job？
点解唔直接了当我？哎，约伯，你辛苦啦，啊，再唞一唞啦，咁样。
Why didn't he just pat on his shoulder say that, oh, you suffer a lot, take a break？
他用优雅嘅文字，用呢个伟大嘅大自然嚟到去消除约伯内心里边嗰种嘅怨愤。
So, but instead he uses poetic writings, the splendid nature, to ease his anger, his self-blaming in his mind.
好多时候我哋喺苦难，特别喺无端端、无缘无故嘅苦难当中，我哋有好多牢骚。
We have a lot of grudges when we are facing this kind of sufferings out of nowhere。
我哋可能会有好多嘅怨愤。
We have a lot of anger。
我哋可能有好多嘅叹息。
We have a lot of sighs。
我哋发晒出嚟。
We let it all out。
我哋认为哦，我哋睇约伯，佢梗系口舌之罪。
We think that Job was committing the sin of mouth。
但神喺当中冇指责约伯呢啲嘅说话。
But God did not accuse Job's expression of his anger。
神接受约伯嘅顶撞。
He accepted his anger。
我哋中国古代有句说话。
And in the Chinese there is an old saying.
或丞相肚里可以撑船。
The prime minister, the belly of a prime minister can roll a boat inside.
可能以前嘅做宰相嗰啲个个都大肚腩。
Oh, maybe all those prime ministers they were have a big tummy.
佢俾你喺里边点样顶撞，我做宰相我都可以容忍任何嘅顶撞。
It figuratively says that the prime minister can.Handle all kinds of accusation or opposition.
如果人能够，何况神？
If a person can do that, why can't God?
神容许一啲无辜喺约伯记里边，我哋睇到神容许一无受到无端端苦难嘅人，佢可以发牢骚。
And in Job, we see that God allows and even welcomes.The sighing, the expression of anger from these people who are undergoing meaningless sufferings.
在信心的成长里面，可以有摸索当中，可以有很多疑问。
And in the path of faith, he allows you to question.
在当中的时候，约伯不是怀疑神。
And but in fact, if we see that in the book of Job, he did not doubt God.
正话我们看到就话，系约伯就讲到就话，当他这个的甚至说上帝想杀我又何妨，我仍要相信他。
Well, in the passage we see that even if God slay me, so what?
约伯受到神那个宽待。
So actually Job was really lucky that God treat him well.
第二个神回答约伯的一个要点给我们看到。
And the second thing that we see when God answers Job,
神对约伯没有提到任何关于他跟约旦的这个台地交易的问题。
He did not say anything about the wager he had with Satan.
在这里究竟是为什么呢？
Why?
因为这个是你知我知。
It's because it is behind the scene. You know, I know.
神就盼望到喺当中嘅人，佢唔能够系喺即系对于佢嘅受福同埋信仰当中唔能够有连带嘅关系。
He did not want those who are undergoing sufferings will have a direct relationship or direct the thought of what is going on with him.
在神的心目当中就说，人可以在没有任何的福乐，没有任何的报酬底下，仍然是爱神爱人。
What the point he is trying to make is that a person can still love God without immediate blessing.
在受到痛苦底下，仍然会追求公义，仍然追求相信这个真神。
a person can still pursue God and pursue justice even though he's undergoing sufferings.
人的信仰应该同神嗰个福气应该系脱离。
A person's faith is should be independent of blessings or sufferings.
人相信神唔系为咗求福。
God says that a person believing in God is not only for blessings.
当然个系 side effect.
It is only the side effect.
但人相信神最即系你系神嘅缘故。
He believes that God, a person believes in God only because he is God.
因为你是创造万物的主宰。
Because you are the creator of everything.
我相信你。
I believe in you.
也都因为你是有能力会是保护我，我相信你。
And I trust that you can protect me.
也都因为你是慈爱的神，我相信你。
And because you are a loving God, that's why I believe in you.
亦都因为是你永不发怒，你是宽恕，你永不舍弃我们的神，我相信你。
Your anger will not last forever and your love lasts forever. That's why I believe in you.
纵然我受的苦楚有什么关？
Even though if I suffer a lot, so what?
我在苦楚当中，苦难当中，我仍然相信你。
In the midst of suffering, I still choose to believe in you.
在第三点里面是神是对答约伯一些问题。
And in the third point, God was answering some questions raised by Job.
因为约伯成日坚持说，神啊，我没罪，为什么你要惩罚我？
And Job was keeping saying that I did not sin against you. Why did you choose me?
神很间接地跟约伯说。
And God says this in an indirect way.
第38章开始的时候说，约伯啊，当我做天地的时候，你在哪里啊？
So he said in an indirect way saying that when I was created heaven and earth, where were you?
当我发动大海，啲水流出来的时候，你在哪里啊？
When I started all the flood in the ocean, where were you?
你可不可以将啲大水在那里截住，停在那里啊？
Can you stop water flowing?
好像我们听到的时候，好像立刻有个反应。
And we would respond immediately to something like this.
我们可能会嘴驳驳。
And we will argue with him.
我们说，神啊，你伟大就伟大，如果你做错了都不承认，那伟大都没用啫。
Well, you are great, but if you make some wrongdoings and you are not willing to admit it, so what? You are not great at all.
神的点不是在这里。
This is not God's point.
神的点就说，当你没能力也都无不知道究竟整个大自然发生的事的时候，你根本你都不明白为什么苦难会出现。
His point is merely say that if you don't understand how this world is created, you will not understand why sufferings happen.
很多时候我们经常要求我要知道一切的东西关于我的。
A lot of times we keep on asking, I need to know everything about myself. I need to know everything.
我们经常呼叫说， This is my right to know.
This is my right to know. That's what we yell to God.
在信心里面，神说，你无法子明白整个宇宙，你无法子明白这个苦难，你无法子明白这个苦难的背后的形成各方面，你无法子会明白这些。
And merely God says that you won't understand how this universe is created. You won't understand sufferings, and you will not understand what's the reason behind all these sufferings.
新約聖經裡面保羅說，
In the New Testament, this is what Paul said.
現在我們不知道。
Now we don't know.
到那時，到新天新地的時候，我們會知道一切。
In the new heaven and earth, we will know.
信心包括我們忍耐一些。
And faith also has the ingredient of we need to wait and we need to patience. Yes.
神看千年如一日。
In God's eyes, 1,000 years is just like a day.
我们忍耐的只是一日。
We just need to be patient for a day.
一日就等于神的千年。
And this is what 1,000 years in God's eye.
喺度三点嘅时候，我哋睇到神对约伯直接间接咁样安慰同埋呢个嘅解释。
And then he shows that his he was like explaining indirectly, and he soothed his soul.
约伯就话佢首先话我明白，我悔改。
And then Job he said, I understand now.
佢悔改原因唔系佢犯罪嘅原因。
He says that he repent is not because his sin.
佢悔嘅原因就系求神系赦免佢嗰个口舌，同埋佢自己嗰个内心里边对神嗰个不敬。
He asked God to he repent and asked God to forgive his wording and his heart of not trusting him.
亦都求神赦免佢个嘅傲慢。
And also ask him to forgive his pride.
啊，我从前风闻有你。
Before I only heard about you.
我现在更深嘅认识你。
Now I know you more.
认识神，亦都认识我哋自己信仰。
We know God and we know ourselves.
所以总括嚟讲，约伯所经历喺个信心嘅经历里边，系俾我哋学到一啲嘅功课。
So in his life, we learn some spiritual lessons.
当我哋遇到苦难嘅时候，唔好净系睇个苦难本身咁大件事。
When we were in sufferings, we should not just look at suffering itself.
唔好将苦难本身系睇到能够遮晒我哋整个信心嘅眼睛。
We should not magnify the suffering to cover everything.
将我哋眼目放远一啲。
We should see beyond sufferings, see something beyond it.
放映到整个宇宙、整个神嗰个计划、个救赎里边。
We look upon the universe, upon God's salvation's plan.
另一方面，我哋睇到魔鬼对约伯嗰个嘅指控。
And also on the other hand, we see that Satan's accusation of Job.
就话系我哋反省到我哋信神。个真正嘅背后个动机。
We reflect upon ourselves. What is our motivation of believing in God?
当我哋有一日真系患病到好严重。
One day if we were in serious sickness,
我哋有一日真系最后一个好衰落嗰个嘅境况底下。
We are in very bad days. We facing a lot of sufferings.
当有一日神的祝福将是从我们身上挪开的时候，我们会不会相信神？
If God indeed takes all our life's blessings away, are we still going to trust Him?
我们在痛苦的境况里面，我们会不会继续的信靠这个神？
Are we willing to trust God in this time?
这个是给我们是思想到我们自己的信心。
And it helps us to reflect what kind of faith we are having right now.
在本约伯记最后尾个结局是怎样呢？
What's the end of the book of Job?
神将他的福气加倍的给约伯。
God doubly blessed Job.
他的财产是比以前是 double。
His wealth doubled compared to what he lost.
愿神祝福我们每一个人。
May God bless us all.
让我们继续用信心仰望他。
We use our faith to look upon him.